Aircheckdownloads.com.
On 1170 AM, DAB, and on your mobile, across Staffordshire and Cheshire, this is Signal 2.
It's 8 o'clock, I'm Simon Humphries.
Signal 2, weather.
Your Friday morning is looking cloudy and dry. Your Friday afternoon may be a little wet. There are showers in the forecast. It's warmer than the last few days, though, thank goodness. 11 Celsius, 52 Fahrenheit, and Saturday is looking quite pleasant.
Signal 2.
'Cause I'm right here at home.
The Joker by Steve Miller Band includes a word that I have no idea what it means. Pompatus. You know what a pompatus is? Nope, sorry. 11 minutes past 8, Signal 2 with the best songs ever. It's Friday, the weekend is, well, it's close enough that you can smell it today. More talk on Brexit going on between Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn today. Europe are now offering a 12-month extension while we sort ourselves out. Elsewhere in the news this morning, England fullback Danny Rose says he's had enough of football, and in particular, the racism that goes on still in the game. He was attacked, wasn't he, verbally in one of the England internationals a couple of weeks ago. He says he's going to stick out his remaining sort of 5 or 6 years of playing possibility, and then he's going to turn his back on the game, which is a shame. You would think that in 2019, we could have had all of that sorted out. Elsewhere, Jeff Bezos is the man who runs Amazon. It's a part of most of our lives these days, whether you've got an Alexa. Alexa, play Signal 2. In your home, or whether you get your parcels delivered, or whether you watch some of their TV. Anyway, he's gone through a divorce from his wife, Mackenzie. They do seem to be all very friendly. Let's not say lovey-dovey, but it certainly seems to be an amicable divorce. Mind you, she would be happy, wouldn't she, when she's walked away with $36 billion. And that's only a quarter of his fortune. He's still the world's wealthiest human being. If you're one of the people who likes to plan your weekends in advance, then can I flag up next weekend, the Nantwich Jazz, Blues and Music Festival for the Easter weekend. Signal 2 are part of it. 162 live gigs over 18 venues in 5 days. That is a serious injection of musical culture. So we're talking about the weekend from Thursday the 18th to Monday the 22nd of April. We've all got a long Easter bank holiday weekend. Come along and be part of it. Next week, when Dave Johnson is back on the show, he's got 5 pairs of headliner gig tickets to give away all through the week. And you can find out more details and find out how you can win on the website, which is signal2.co.uk. They have got tickets and info. Dave has got the prizes next week and the dates for your diary from Thursday the 18th to Monday the 22nd of April, the Nantwich Jazz, Blues and Music Festival.
Signal 2. Travel.
With FOW.co.uk. A huge choice of over 2,000 quality used cars available.
There is a problem on the M6 northbound.
The Signal 2 Breakfast Show. Signal 2.
The best songs ever at Signal 2, 24 minutes past 8. Dave is away, but he's back on Monday. My name is Mark. I've had a great time here. My hero of the morning is a lady called Nikki Spinks. Morning to Nikki. She is 51. She is a farmer from West Yorkshire. She's also a survivor of breast cancer, and she's my hero because she hasn't won a race. To be fair, nobody won the race. To be fair, nobody even crossed the finish line. I am talking about something called the Barclay Marathons, which is something that happens every year in America on the nearest weekend to April Fool's Day. And Nikki Spinks has the pride of place, if you like, to be the last woman to drop out of this year's Barclay Marathons. Nobody finished. Nobody crossed the line. It's 100 miles long. It's renowned to be the toughest race in the world. And this is now the second year in a row that nobody has won. 2 years ago, two men finished, and one of them was disqualified because he missed the cutoff by 6 seconds. So you have to finish this thing in under 60 hours. And one bloke was 60 hours and 6 seconds and was disqualified completely. So in the last 3 years, there is only one man who has actually finished the Barclay Marathons. And he did it in 59 hours and 30 minutes. It's quite a weird race. Only 40 runners. It only costs you £1.60 to enter. And how to enter is all very, very secretive. But Nikki, Nikki Spinks, my hero this morning. She turned out to be quite a tortured soul, I think. From such great potential to start with. Whitney Houston, How Will I Know? If you've seen the biopic that was out about her life last year, you will know what I'm talking about. Very nearly 8:30. In fact, exactly 8:30. There we go. I'm well behind time. So Simon with the news and the sport, probably at least 3 minutes late. And then Isley Brothers and Chaka Khan to play at Signal 2.
Helen's Homecoming Lamb.
Signal 2 with a cloudy and dry morning, chance of a shower this afternoon, and nowhere near as chilly as yesterday, 11 Celsius, 52 Fahrenheit. There is one lane closed on the M6 northbound. At Signal 2 we have the flashback at 9 o'clock. A little sneaky clue for you, it's the year of the Exxon Valdez oil spill. And house prices, well, they averaged out at £71,000. An hour of big songs and more of those clues to come just after 9 o'clock. Rufus and Chaka Khan, Ain't Nobody on Signal 2. This is Mark. From the world of fashion, ASOS have been applauded for using real women as models. There are rolls of cellulite and there are stretch marks on show. Which has got to be a good thing, hasn't it, surely? They're also cracking down, this is ASOS, the online clothing retailer, on their returns policy. They say far too many people ordering so much stuff and then sending most of it, if not all of it, back. I don't think anybody would legitimately try to wear an outfit once, don't take the label out and then send it back. Would you ever do that? I reckon some people are probably doing that. That's also what they're trying to crack down on. And still in the world of fashion, there's a fashion brand called O Polly, which has just launched what they are calling the Skinny Dipping Bikini. Yes, it looks like you're naked. What I want to know is, if you're the kind of person who wants people to think, ooh, they're naked, why not just go naked? I think I'll stick with the up to my neck and down to my knees swimming cozy for now.
Aircheckdownloads.com.